Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AP Sports, I'm Dave Ferry. The Yankees maintain their lead in the AL East despite a loss on Saturday. Denny Capp, what do you have for us from Yankee Tigers?
Dave, the Yankees generate just 4 hits in a 4-0 loss to the Tigers. Tigers starter Cater Montero struck out 5, allowing 2 of those hits over his 5-inning outing to earn the win. Yankees starter Carlos Rodon struggled with control, serving up all 4 runs over 3 1/3 before getting the hook and taking the loss.
Didn't have that A-plus stuff, and I was trying to go out there and compete, and I need to be better. You know, just need to be better than that. That was tough. You know, I put the boys down 4-0 after the second, threw 90 pitches through 3 1/3, and just didn't make it happen.
Tigers slugger Spencer Torkelson returned from a 2.5-month stint in the minors and paced Detroit's offense with a couple of hits, including a triple off the right center wall. Andy Abanez also doubled home a run for the Tigers, who snapped the Yankees' 3-game winning streak.
Craig Heisbor witnessed to the Orioles-Red Sox game.
Brian Baio allowed 1 run on 2 hits over 6 innings while striking out 6 to improve to 11-5 as the Red Sox beat the Orioles 5-1. With the game tied at 1-1 in the 7th, Jaron Duran put the Red Sox ahead with a 2-run single.
Both stars were absolutely dealing. You know, their guy was absolutely lights out, and Baio was really lights out. You know, it was just one of those things, you just got to wait guys out and put some quality at-bats together, and we just happened to make the right hit at the right moment.
Rafael Devers hit a 2-run homer in the 8th, his 27th. Gunnar Henderson hit his 32nd homer of the year for the Orioles, who remain a game behind the Yankees for first place in the AL East.
Cleveland's lead in the AL Central is down to 2 games after the Guardians' 2-1 loss to the Brewers and the Twins' 5-2 win against the Rangers. William Contreras hit a tie-breaking homer in the 4th inning for Milwaukee. Minnesota scored 3 times in the 8th on Willy Castro's 2-run single, thanks to an error by outfielder Leody Tavares. But the best performance out of the AL Central came from Kansas City's Tyrone Blanco, who homered twice and had 7 RBIs and a 13-1 drubbing of the Reds. Hey, manager Matt Cotuero, what did you think of Blanco?
I think we've seen 7 RBIs, but not from a guy that came into the game with 5 RBIs, you know, and 1 homer. So, I mean, it's really, really nice night for him. Really something to be proud of. I mean, he's ready to play. It's not an easy role when you're the guy that doesn't get many at-bats.
Over in the AL West, the Astros were able to expand their lead, as Adam Spillane reports.
Hunter Brown allowed 1 run over 7 innings as the Astros beat the White Sox 6-1. The win is Brown's 11th of the season, and he's 10-2 with a 2.33 ERA since June 1st.
When you're having success, it feels good. And, you know, just trying to go out there and, you know whether it's, you know, in that one game, or, you know, maybe if you can squeeze out another inning and it helps, you know, the bullpen for tomorrow's game, or, you know, any situation like that, it definitely feels good, and you can try and build off it.
Jose Altuve finished 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs and 2 runs scored for the Astros. Shea Whitcomb went 2-for-3 with a double in his major league debut, while Yordan Alvarez, Yiner Diaz, Victor Caratini, and Jake Myers collected 2 hits. Houston now leads the AL West by 4 games.
The Pirates did the Astros a favor by defeating the Mariners 7-2. Mike Reeves saw the Cardinals end their losing streak.
The Cardinals crushed 3 home runs and got a strong outing from starting pitcher Andre Pallante to defeat the Dodgers 5-2 and end a 5-game losing skid. Pallante's record's now 5-6 after giving up 2 runs in 7 innings. He walked 2, he struck out 5. The Redbirds got home runs from Mason Wynn, Nolan Arenado, and Alec Burleson.
We want to make the playoffs, and those are teams that we're going to be facing, so you know, it was good to kind of put everything together, you know, with the start, the bullpen, the defense, and obviously the offense. So, we just need to do that consistently here until the end and let it shake out how it's going to.
Shohei Ohtani belted his 38th home run of the season for the Dodgers.
The Dodgers' lead in the NL West is down to 2 games following the Padres' 8-3 rout of the Rockies. Jake Cronenworth, Luis Camposano, and Bryce Johnson had 2 RBIs apiece for San Diego. Coming up next, the rest of the Major League action. Elsewhere in the majors, the Phillies topped the Nationals 5-1 behind Christian Sanchez, who tossed his 2nd complete game of the season, impressing manager Rob Thompson.
His command, his changeup, the sink on his fastball was unbelievable. I mean, of the 27 outs, 19 were either on the ground or strikeouts. It was dominant.
Luis Severino tossed the Mets' first complete game shutout in 3 years, leading a 4-0 win over the Marlins.
When he was coming out, Lindor told me we're not out yet. You know, convincing that you feel ready, that you feel good. So the conversation was, if I feel good, I said, yes, I'm good. You know, give me one hit at a time. You know, that's all we did. You know, we secured a couple of good pitches and got out of that inning.
Elsewhere in the majors, the Cubs beat the Blue Jays 3-2. The Diamondbacks fell to the Rays 6-1. The A's were 2-1 winners over the Giants. And the Braves clobbered the Angels 11-3. Golf, Hideki Matsuyama will carry a 5-stroke lead over Nick Dunlop into the final round of the St. Jude Championship. Matsuyama fired a 6-under-64 on Saturday for a 17-under total. WNBA, the Liberty, clinched the playoff berth with a 79-67 win at Las Vegas, a rematch of last year's finals. And Liverpool and Arsenal were winners on the first Saturday of the Premier League season. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.